From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September 2nd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. The Chatham Courier is reporting that the Chatham School Board has begun the planning phase of its superintendent search. The district's current superintendent, Cheryl Nucifero, will retire on June 30th, 2017. Candidates interested in the position must submit a resume, letter of interest, application, and copies of their certification by October the 27th. The field of applicants will be narrowed down to a group of six, and the search will be confidential, meaning the names of the candidates will not be made public. In advance of the application deadline, the school board is soliciting input from students, staff, parents, and community members in the development of a leadership profile and selection criteria to be used. Consultant Lucy Martin will hold focus forums on Monday, September the 12th at 6 or 7 p.m. in the Chatham High School auditorium. Staff members and community are encouraged to attend, but anyone unable to, an online survey is available all during September at chathamcentralschool.com. The board hopes to identify a new superintendent by mid-January. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is calling on a federally funded, not-for-profit train safety organization to bring its education and awareness program to Ulster County. Since November 2015, three Kingston teenagers have been struck and killed by freight trains as they walked along railroad tracks. Schumer has asked Operation Lifesaver to work with the community to bring its education programs to the public schools in the area. Operation Lifesaver was established in 1972. It provides a free rail safety education program throughout the United States. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the tampon tax is now officially a thing of the past. The sales and use tax exemption on feminine hygiene products took effect on Thursday, September the 1st, after lawmakers approved the exemption earlier this year. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the enhancing legislation in July. If consumers believe they have been charged a tax on those products in error, they are eligible for a refund by submitting a form AU-11 and the receipt to the state tax department. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service is watching Tropical Storm Hermine currently crossing Florida. Several computer models forecast have the storm slightly impacting the New York region on September the 5th or September the 6th. On September the 1st, Governor Andrew Cuomo directed state agencies to activate preparedness efforts ahead of the storm. Earlier tracks showed a shift westward, but the predictions now have the storm moving more out to sea with less impact on New York, but several days out. Forecasts can shift again. Stay tuned for further forecasts. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that New York farmers can now drive new tractors home from the store, one of several bills Governor Andrew Cuomo signed August 31st. Farm vehicles are currently allowed to drive 25 miles one way if the driver's destination is a municipal sanitary landfill, licensed motor vehicle repair shop, portions of a farm or farms, or now home from the tractor store. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. The Daily Freeman reports that local politicians are lining up to oppose the proposal to establish commercial ship anchorages at 10 locations on the Hudson River. Congressional candidate Zephyr Teachout said on August 31st, and I quote, "This is explicitly a request for this to become a parking lot," end quote. During a campaign stop on the Morris D. Hitchie Promenade along the Roundout Creek in Kingston, Kingston Mayor, Mayor Steve Noble, already wrote a letter to the Coast Guard opposing the plan. On September the 12th, the Kingston Common Council's General Government Public Safety Committee holds a special meeting on the issue, and Alderman Steve Shabbat said there is unanimous opposition from both the committee and the full council. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration blamed the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for the water crisis in Hoosick Falls at a long hearing on August 30th, EPA Region 2 Administrator Judith Enck defended her agency's response. of the EPA's move in late 2015 to set a lower acceptable PFOA exposure level, Ank said, and I quote, "The issue of changing numbers, though, is kind of moot. We had a 400 part per trillion short-term health advisory in effect for 5 years. In Hoosick Falls, test results showed that people were drinking water with over 600 parts per trillion of PFOA, so clearly in violation of short-term health advisory. We were in very close communication with the state health department. There was absolutely no confusion in the EPA numbers. There was disagreement about what to do about it," end quote. The EPA did not speak at the August 30th hearing, instead just sending a statement. Ank also said that the Department of Health should have joined the EPA in sounding the alarm over the pollution earlier. She said, and I quote, "We are drinking water hawks. We do not want people drinking contaminated water, and the numbers were pretty clear. There should not have been any confusion at all that the public water supply in Hoosick Falls was higher than the existing EPA short-term health advisory," end quote. State DEC officials disagreed, writing that the EPA, and I quote, "shifted their position repeatedly, changing the level from 400 parts per trillion to 100 parts per trillion in a single town, and then changing the national advisory level from 400 parts per trillion to 70 parts per trillion. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 53. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Sunday, a slight chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Sunrise today was at 6:23 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:26 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the second day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.